Number three, please.
Item number three, Org Unit 1152, Department of Administrative Services, Procurement Division, page 136.
Director Tyler.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, thanks so much. I believe all of you know Patrick Lee, our Director of Procurement. This is a straightforward budget with a decrease in the tax levy of approximately $43,000, and I'm going to ask Patrick to frame out that change for you.
The change related to this particular budget, Chairman, Supervisors, Patrick Lee, Procurement Director. Specifically related to 2014 budget, it is the elimination. The reduction is a direct result of the elimination of a position, that being purchasing administrator, and the inception of a position, contract administrator, for resulting reduction related to those that position of approximately $43,093. It is certainly in concert with the comments recently made related to addressing issues related to procurement at a hands-on level versus a management level.
Director Lee, what do you mean by that?
I apologize. Say it again.
What did you mean by what you just said?
Chairman, Supervisors, the recent comment made related to reduction in management staff. This is a management position that is being reduced, and we are putting, as a replacement to this particular position, a hands-on staff member related to contract administration, assisting in the preparation of requests for proposals, sealed bids, and other activities related to procurement within Milwaukee County.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I didn't quite hear what you said. Any Supervisors Lipscomb, New Jersey?
Thank you. It's actually a general question for DAS. Not so much specific to this department, but it shows up in the budgeted positions chart. Can you explain the salary adjustment line and how that? I'm having trouble. I see it some places and not others, and I don't understand how it figures into the budgeted positions.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, salary adjustment is a technical item, if you will, that can be used to provide additional salary dollars to a department or an organization if for some reason perhaps they think there might be a reclassification coming or something like that. It's not a position that an individual fills. It's more of a way to add salary dollars. That's always a positive number. On the negative side, you would see vacancy and turnover, which is a reduction in salary if there's frequent turnover. I don't know in this specific case why it was provided in 2013. I don't know if maybe Mr. Geiger here, who's the analyst for this department, knows. And just to reiterate, on the front of every department and also in the program area where it says FTE positions, that does not include those technical items so that you can see how many positions are actually provided to hire people into. So it will not include those technical salary adjustment, B&T, overtime, things like that.
Okay, I guess that's what I'm having trouble understanding that. If it's not, I get the B&T as a negative adjustment and salary adjustment normally as a positive, though in this case it's being removed so it comes out. But when I do look at FTE positions, it does appear that that's the source of the 0.5 FTE reduction because everything else is just there's a create and an abolish that net out against one another, so that appears to be the reason for the FTE reduction. So I don't help me understand that, particularly in context of your last statement, which I thought was, if you look at the first chart, you don't see it, but you.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, change. Anthony Geiger, DAS Fiscal. That 0.5 salary adjustment that you see there for 2013 resulted from, I believe it was the current existing contract administrator position that initially had only been funded for half the year. When it was created, you know, it was thought that, well, we'll get it filled by such and such a date. It ended up being filled before that, so there was an adjustment made to provide full funding for that position for the full year. But when we put together the 2014 budget, that full position was already included, so there was no need to include an additional adjustment to provide funding.
Okay. The adjustment to provide it for the full year. The adjustment to provide it for the full year was made subsequent to the budget, so it wasn't in our 13 budget, but it was a fund transfer or something?
It was put in, and I don't have the 2012 budget with me. I apologize for that. But again, when it was created, it was only funded for half the year. So in 2013, in order to make up that difference, when I believe it came kind of midway through the budget process, so that adjustment was put in there to provide the adequate funding for the 2013 budget. But then in the 2014 requests, and I don't have the 2014 request handy, but there's also a line item in there explaining that 0.5. Basically, that it was a one-time only adjustment to provide full funding for the 2013 budget year.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey?
I think Supervisor Lipscomb was getting the same question. I mean, let me ask it maybe a little differently. There were FTE positions of 7 last year, and we're planning 7 this year. Even though we're talking about reducing a purchasing administrator, it looks like we've created this position of contract administrator. So we still have the same number. It's just you're no longer going to call that person or have a person called a purchasing administrator. So even though you said you eliminated some position, we haven't. I think, is that fair? We really still have the same numbers of FTEs in there.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I believe Patrick said they eliminated a mid-level management position and created a hands-on position. So what Mr. Lee said was correct. They're flattening the organization.
Same number of bodies.
Correct.
Any comments, questions, concerns?
Question.
Supervisor Bowen?
Question for Director Fudge. When in the review of the narrative, when do you determine when to list directors of departments as well? So in economic community development, the director position is labeled, but not in all divisions do we see the director position as well.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, what you see in the table with the budgeted positions is basically their actual title. So in this case, the purchasing manager, I believe, is Patrick, who's the head of the department or the head of the division in this case. It's just a matter of, procurement director. So you see procurement director. Sorry about that, Patrick. So what you see here is their actual technical titles. In this table, and so in the title for the last org DAS Fiscal, you saw Director of Administration and Director of PSB.
And then I have a second question about the following up on Supervisor Lipscomb's comments. Sometimes you'll see vacancy and turnover in certain parts of the narrative. How do you determine if it's either a salary adjustment? I don't think I've seen both salary adjustment and vacancy and turnover in the same list of positions.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, basically a salary adjustment is to add salary dollars, and then vacancy and turnover will be a reduction in salary dollars. That's really the primary difference.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Mr. Fudge, with respect to vacancy and turnover, what is the accounting for that throughout any of these budgets?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, you would see vacancy and turnover listed in the budgeted positions table at the end of every narrative. So you would see where it exists. And so in smaller divisions like this, you know, there's not going to be vacancy and turnover. It's usually in larger departments or where there's a known change coming or things like that. So, for instance, I'd imagine if you looked at the Office of the Sheriff or the House of Correction on the last table towards the bottom, you would see vacancy and turnover and a negative number of positions.
So in the smaller budgets, it would not be noted, but in the large, I just turned to facilities management, and I saw vacancy and turnover at the bottom. Okay. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, it's not that it wouldn't be noted in a smaller department. It's not noted if it doesn't exist. So there is no vacancy and turnover savings at all in DAS procurement and things like that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I have a card from Mary Tudoroska. Mary Tudoroska. Would you come forward, ma'am? For this org unit, I believe, 1152.
Can we go three at a time? Can we just go right down the list, then?
Well, you noted your subject matter, and for the other two, they should come forward because I don't know that they wanted to speak on this particular item. They should come forward.
Chairman and County Board, County Supervisors. I'm an ex-county employee that worked for the Milwaukee County for 29 years. When we got laid off January 10th of 2010, we should all been placed with county jobs. In my way of thinking, we all got screwed big time. We should have been placed with county jobs. The airport was reclassified under a different classification, which was too shady for me just before we got laid off. And it's sad the way the county system works. And my analyst hasn't helped me from day one. He just got fired about roughly 9 months ago.
You said your analyst?
Yeah.
Okay.
He used to work with Scott Walker, by the way.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Could you just say
this is in regards to the housekeeping?
Okay, I'm having trouble following the.
Yeah, well, how it's we're connected. On. We're
it's running
on,
under procurement. That's
we're
why.
Under procurement. Okay. We're under procurement.
I'm a little nervous.
Did you identify yourself, Mr. Frick?
She's with me and about 10 other people.
We have a total of 30. Yeah.
No. My question is, did you identify yourself? I don't.
Oh, my first name is Russell Frakes.
Russell Frakes. Okay.
Frakes. First name's Russell.
Go ahead, Mr. Frakes.
Another thing. I should have been placed at the zoo. I was asked over the phone on two occasions how much sick time you got. That should have nothing to do with hiring a job. I got discriminated against. And I shouldn't say this, but I filed with the state against the county. And the last day of recall, the last day of 301 days, or 3 years in one day. And I hope I'm guaranteed a pension 3 years ago, not now. 3 years ago. I'm not going to live to 60. Like I've been stressed out for the last 3 years. I didn't put 29 years to shove down the street. Mm-hmm. See, Walker was for a private sector. And, he got called twice taking freebies under the table and made Channel 4 News. I got to say that. Plus, there was one other thing. I can't think of. But, the county sold some land to Freighter just before we got laid off. $16 million. They said, you guys say it wasn't in the books or somebody down there. I went to every hearing down here. I mean, county got $16 million. It was floating around the county system. And you guys are going to say nobody knows nothing about it. I mean, that's the way politics is. Screw the next person. But, I'm just about done. Let Mary talk now. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning. My name is Claret Riley. I'm one of the laid-off facility workers. I have put an application in VA. I volunteer at VA. I've been there a year, and I volunteer.
Ms. Riley, let me be clear now.
Yes.
Okay. Facilities is coming up. That budget is coming up.
Okay.
So if Ms. Puta Roska indicated that she wanted to talk at this particular time related to the procurement budget.
Okay.
If you're all going to talk to facilities, the facilities budget, then we have to wait because that budget is not in front of us.
Okay.
We thought it fell under procurement. No.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying. Yes, ma'am. But okay. If it's under facilities, that budget will be forthcoming. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I just want to be clear because we don't want to handle affairs appropriately.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much. Any other comments, concerns about Org Unit 1152, Procurement Division? If not, let's thank you very much. Let's go out of order.